In the name of our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. Please be seated. It's interesting to be here in Advent in an empty church. I've had other Advents here at Grace, and they've been a time of energy and hope, but to have an empty church seems strange. And in this time of the pandemic, a time of wilderness for all of us, a time when we are apart, when we are not having any familiar things that we're used to, that comfort us, that we enjoy, that it's a very different time. So the words that come from Isaiah really can be meant for us today too. Comfort, comfort you, my people, says the Lord. It seems to me that this season of Advent is a time when we can get comfort and when we can find meaning anew and afresh for this journey through the pandemic, with the hope that we do see in the future. We see the hope of the vaccine, but we can get energy, direction, and hope for this time, for this journey. And certainly, having Chris with us, even though he's hiding in a corner right now, having Chris back with us is a sign of Advent hope, of promise that things do get better, that God brings healing to us all, and that we can move forward during this time of anxiety and fear. But remember today and throughout Advent these words of God: comfort, comfort, O my people. This is the energy, the love, the hope, the anticipation of God with us during this time of waiting, waiting for the coming, waiting for the return of Christ anew at Christmas, for this time of waiting. And in all three lessons today, in some ways, have a note for us about waiting. A waiting, in a time of being quiet, of anticipating something to come. It's a time often when we rehearse, we review, we look over our sins, we acknowledge them. We also think in many ways, because we see when we're quiet, the injustices in our world, the oppression, and you and I are a part of it, even if we don't actively do things. The injustices, the oppressions of our government even. And we seek in all of this, we seek peace. And as we seek that peace, we find God's love and God's hope anew. And our job, the church's job, if you will, during this time, is to be present, is not be invisible, but to be visible. To be visible in naming the injustices, the oppression, and the apathy to sin. All of that is work. All of that is part of our Advent journey and part of the things necessary to get us ready for the coming of Christ anew. Together, like in a way John the Baptist, we live in a wilderness with masks on, to be 6 feet apart, to be being very careful about how we meet others and associate. So it is in the wilderness of today, the wilderness of today, that you and I are called to actively wait, and anticipate the coming of Christ at Christmas, and the hope of God as the vaccine comes in the spring. It is a time where we receive, the comfort of God, the comfort of God to us and to all. So let us, on this, the second Sunday of Advent, rejoice in Chris's return and recovery. Rejoice in the work of this parish that has continued and will continue. To rejoice in the work and the outreach that comes from these walls, that continues to minister to people less fortunate and those in danger. We are an Advent people. Let us be filled with God's hope, and let us accept God's comfort. Amen.